Amen. 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 Purim. Start the day the Torah away.
Purim is a day of Kabbalas HaTorah. Amongst all the merriment and festivities, today we're supposed to makabel the Torah. Chazal tell us the time of Matan, we think the Yidu makabel Torah, Matan Torah. There were makabel the Torah, but Chazal tell us it was under duress, under force. They had the Hasina on top of them, and they were told, you're not makabel the Torah, you're buried alive. If someone threatened to be buried alive, he's obviously makabel the Torah, but he's under duress, not a genuine Kabbalah. Chazal said it came to Purim, the Nes of Purim, because of the Nes of Purim, they were makabel the Torah me'avo. Remarkable, all the Nisim of the Midbar weren't enough to bring out this Ava, only the Nes of Purim. And the miracle of Purim was not really anything totally supernatural. In the story of Purim, there was no spitting of the sea, there was no mom falling down from Shemayim, there was no Esamachus, it was all a chain of events which looked like a natural chain of events. The point was, when it was all finished, you realized it was all orchestrated from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It took over several years. Every single point was arranged by the Ribbono Shel Olam, that Vashti should be called, and Esther become queen, and Big Summer Seder. Every part of the story was organized from Moshe. When you came to the end of the story, you realized, as it was a Gemara, a nest, and that nest caused the Yidim to makabel the Torah. Because I'll say that Purim is a time of Kabbalas HaTorah Me'avah. The Kabbalas HaTorah from Shavuos, from HaSinai, until the Purim story, there was the Eden have a teretz, as if to say we've got an excuse not keeping the Torah, was only under duress. And remarkable, the way we celebrate Kabbalas HaTorah on Purim is with eating and drinking and festivities. Remarkable. Kabbalas HaTorah. Isn't it meant to be a serious matter? We makabel the Torah. And we makabel the Torah with eating and drinking and chayv and shivus in the Purim. The same question can be asked on Shavuos. Shavuos, which is Kabbalas HaTorah, Chazal say, Hakol moedim debin lachem. Meaning, the machlok is in the Gemara, whether on Yontav you have to have lachem, or you're allowed to have Yontav, you have to have lachem, gashmistika pleasures, or eating, or learning and davening. One man Dhamma says, on Yontav you're allowed to have kulel Hashem, learn and daven the whole day. No eating. Or about Teres, on Shavuos, you have to have lachem. Why? Yom Shnit Rebo Torah. On the day of Kabbalah's Torah, you have to have lachem, mean lachem for yourselves, your gashmistika pleasures. So the pshat is to show that the Torah is not a burden. The Torah is a pleasure and a privilege. If a person was to fast all day on Shavuos, to fast all day on Purim, that would give the impression that the Torah is like a great arm, we have to be posh and mazeh. And we want to demonstrate the Torah for us is a great simcha. So the only way to do it is through eating and drinking to show that we're gishmat, yeah? Mitzvahs are, whatever mitzvahs we have are not burdens, they're privileges. Whatever the Torah has forbidden us, we don't want to anyway. It's not good for us. Everything the Torah tells us not to do is for our own good. All the machas asuras is not pshat. We're not allowed to eat certain foods. These foods are, we don't want to contaminate ourselves with these foods. And anything the Torah says we mustn't do, any diburim mustn't talk, we don't want to contaminate our mouths with these diburim. Anything the Torah tells not to do, we are mamim be'emunah shleim, it's harmful for us, we don't want to do it. There is a chazal which says, a person shouldn't say, I don't want to eat basar chazer. I'd like to eat basar chazer, What should the Ribbon Shalom let me? That means that the Vada, now the Torah said you mustn't eat, you don't want to. Oh, but the Shoresh, the source of why you don't want to, is because the Ribbon Shalom commanded you to. But now the Ribbon Shalom has commanded you, you find it absolutely abhorrent. We don't want to. It's abhorrent to us. We know it's harmful for us. Everything the Torah tells not to do is harmful for our neshamas. And everything the Torah tells us to do is the greatest chus and the greatest privilege we have being mekayem the Torah. So we don't look at the Torah as a burden. We want to look at the Torah as being a pleasure and a privilege. And everything the Torah forbids us, we're happy to have all these mitzvahs, all these yisurim. But the only way to show it is by eating and drinking and celebrating. That's on Shavuos. And Choshken on Purim, when we makabel the Torah mi'avah, we have to show we're generally besimcha to makabel the Torah. So Purim is a day of festivity and it's a day of kavas haTorah. Another reason why we have the Gashmiz is because Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim and the Malachim wanted the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu won the argument with the Malachim. In what way did he win the argument? By saying the Torah is not meant for you. Why is it not meant for you? It doesn't apply to you. You haven't got Ovein, Kibbut Ovein. You haven't got the Kinnah, Tithe, and Kovod. So it comes out from here, the Torah was made specifically for us people with all our Megushim Dikir Tithers. Because we're not Malachim, because we're human beings, and we have all the material Tithers, that's what the Torah is meant for us. Dafka Megushim Dikir mentioned, and the Torah is meant for us. And the tach of the Torah is to be mekadesh the gashmis, to make from the gashmis ruchnius. The Torah, by keeping the Torah, one can make every action can be avoided Hashem. There's a Gemara which says that when a goy promises a carbon, he brings a carbon oila, oila Hashem. He brings a shlomim. The pshat of a goy says, I bring a carbon to burn Hashem, and tell the carbon everything's burnt from his bech, offering. Burnt offering. A shlomim, what's a shlomim? Everybody eats part of it. So the eating is also what he said. That a goy doesn't understand. The goy, a handle, a goy's concept of a spiritual religion is no shaykh to this world, only having spiritual to a bonus shlomim. Oh, but the Torah tells us that we can be people eating, drinking, and engaging all the normal behavior of a human being, and it can be done al pi Torah. And we keep the halachas, we are mekadesh the gashmias. The tachas of a yid, mekadesh the gashmias, to be mehapach the gashmias to ruchnias. Ruchnias means avodas Hashem. It's Baruch Hashem, we're then a yid, and we've got a Torah, and every aspect of our lives is controlled by the Torah, and every movement we do, we have a shulchan aruch. So by keeping the shulchan aruch and keeping the Torah, we make our gashmias into ruchnias. Our spirit, our material activities, eating, sleeping, drinking, everything we do, which appears to be gashmistik zachem, material zachem, the same as the goyim. You might even say the same as animals. Animals also eat and drink and sleep. Of the chilek is a yid, esviyid, a shufviyid, als viyid afzachvin. The Torah gives us the ability to mekadesh the gashmis. All the actions we do, even the seemingly mundane actions of day-to-day life, can be controlled by the Torah. And a yid that lives out by Torah, his gashmis is avodas Hashem. We made the gashmis v'et ruchnius. So it's a Purim, mekabel to the ava, mezenta ka'osik in gashmis, of his al-sivayis in gashmis is avodas Hashem. The Torah was given to us. Om's gashmis to geyit, on gashmis to gemenshin. Another way we see a similarity to Purim and Kabbalah of Torah, Chazal say, Ish Echad Belev Echad, there was Achdus by Kabbalah of Torah. The Torah could not have been given if there would have been a strife and discord in Klal Yisrael. Yeah? Ve'yi bishurim melech b'sasev Rosh Hashanah, yachad shiftei Yisrael. The Bishurim melech, when you're not together. If there's discord, if there's strife, if there's quarreling amongst Eden, that drives away the Shechinah, and that is a steerer to Kabbalah HaTorah. It's Purim, the mitzvah of Mishlech Monash, b'tonah sev yoinim, to create achdus in Klal Yisrael, memeila, that is also part of Kabbalah HaTorah. So with an Oisik in Gashmi, it's like on Shavuos Oisik in Gashmi, to show the Torah is Gishmak, the Torah is not a burden, the Torah is a pleasure and a privilege. We are besimcha to keep the Torah, and we demonstrate this with Mishnah Simcha. And we also will carry mitzvahs, which bring actors in Klausel, to have the Yishma Dagob, Ish Echo Belei Vechod, which is our Chonda for Gabbos HaTorah. And thus is Purim, Kabbalah HaTorah, Kodo Kiblu HaMe'ava. As we said before, even though there was no open miracle, but the Nes of Purim, as the story unfolded, they realized this was all being orchestrated from the Bone Shalom. It was a Nes B'Dechateva. Chazal say, Anoichi, why do you say Esther in the Torah? Anoichi Haster Aster upon that, hidden. The Nes was hidden. When you come to the end of the story, you look back and you see all the chain of events, all Menashemayim. The Chazal say, HaKoyra Samagila Mafreya Lo Yotza. You can't read backwards. One pshat is Mafreya, push on Mafreya. The Chazal say Mafreya. You read back, you can't start at the end. You start at the end, you remember, you say, oh, you didn't have the Yeshua. You have to go in order from the very beginning, from the Mishnah HaKashveirosh, every detail of the story, everything happened, every little piece of the jigsaw together, punk, there was a Mishnah, and punk, HaKashveirosh wanted Vashti to come, Vashti lost her job, and Esther took over, and Big Summer Seresh, and punk, it was written the Sefer Zechronos, and HaKashveirosh asleep was disturbed, he read that passage where he said about Mordechai. Every little event on its own seems just like a mere coincidence. At the end of the day, we have a story which is 100% clear, organized in our Shemayim, the Torah's Klal Yisrael. And this Hakara, though it was not a Nes Nigla, it was not open miracles like it is Mitzrayim, it was a Nes Nista, it was all hidden. The Nes was covered, camouflaged by the Teva. Each stage of the story on its own could have been seen. Well, happened to be punked. That's how it worked out. Nothing sensational about it. Oh, but yet, looking at the whole story together, we see the Yad Hashem, the Ashkocha Prot of the story. And that Maisa of Ashkocha Protis, when the Eden realized it, it gave them such a chizuk in their munna, they were makabal the Torah again, me'avo. That means the Kabbalah of Torah, Matan Sinai, of Har Sinai, had been under duress, had been forced, and now the Kabbalah of Torah willingly again on Purim because of the Avos HaNes. Say a moshul, the Chofetz Chaim, say a moshul, someone comes to a shul, visiting a shul, and he's there for one Shabbos, and he sees the Gabba giving out the Aliyahs. So he sees first the Kohen Levi, then the Shlishi, a man in the third row gets Shlishi. And then for Ravi, a man in the back row gets Ravi. And the Chamish is someone in the middle. Totally haphazard. No, there's no Seder to whatsoever. All just higgledy-piggledy. No. Doesn't make any sense. So he went to the Gabba and said, it seems not very organized. Why do you make a... They said a second week. Okay, a second week. Still making any sense. Completely unfair, unthinks. So he sent to Ham and complained. Why don't you make a proper, organized Seder? Go across the rows and all, everyone gets their lead in turn. And you make it be fair, like this, it's just completely, it's random. It's random and it's got no seichel to it. So Gab answered him, you're a greiser tippish. You're only here for a week or two and you're asking questions. The point is, you thought Yelena got Aliyah, went next to go in order. That person had an Aliyah 2 weeks ago. And the next one is going to have his Aliyah, and he's got a Yortzai 3 months' time. And Yelena's got a Simcha, he hasn't had a Simcha. My picking out is based on my knowledge of what's happened in previous weeks and what's going to happen in the future weeks. So it looks to you like it's all higgledy-piggledy, haphazard, random. But really, there's a Seder because I've got knowledge you haven't got. And you're just popping in for a week or two. And you're popping in for a week or two and you're asking questions. We're also popping in. The Ganser Leben, Yemeshna Seven, Shivim Shona, we're popping into the world for our 70, 80, 120, whatever it is, and we don't understand why Nebuch Tzadikim have got suffering, and why Yenna's a gross in Russia, and he's having a Geshmak Eleben. So a famous Kasha, from Moshe Rabbeinu's time onward, this question has been asked. Why is it Tzadik V'raloi, Rosha, V'tovloi. We don't know the answer. What we do know is we're only visiting. We haven't got the overall picture. The overall picture is the ganze Welt, but the ganze Olam Haba, but the alle Gilgulim. So we've got to catch it. Maybe this person's had already another Gilgul. This is the Shom which comes from somewhere else, needs to have a tikkun. And this is the Shom and needs to suffer now because needs to have more Galeiden later. So everything's ausgechesmed. Maybe we never ask any questions. We're just popping in for a week or two and we think it's all random haphazard. It's not random haphazard. It's being controlled by the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the Ribbono Shel Olam's got an overall view. The bigger picture is beyond our comprehension. The bigger picture is the whole world from Sheshis and Abrashis till Tchis Aveshim. How can we expect to understand? Oh, that we can do will be Mechazik Aremunah as the Ribbono Shel Olam fit the veil. This is Purim. The Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge of the world, and everything is being controlled by the Baruch Olamim. Yeah, maybe just the Chizuk of Purim. It was a nes nista. There wasn't any open miracles in the Midbar. There were open miracles, and the Yidden did not come to Gabbos. Now, remarkable, Matan Torah was mountain over your head. If you don't accept the Torah, you're buried underneath. Obviously, accept the Torah under force. Under threat of death. But after the Matan Torah, they saw open miracles. They saw the mom. They saw water from a stone. It seems those open miracles were not enough to make the Yidden be makabel the Torah willingly, 100% willingly. There was still an element of what the Chazal call Mador Rabo L'Raisa. Mador means if a person does something, he has to sell something, he makes an announcement, and Moshe Mador, I don't really mean it. Mador, yeah? Mador means like, it's, I'm saying now, I'm doing it, I don't really mean it. So Chazal said, what does it mean literally all the avodas they did from then? Because I would tell you, could be a lot, doesn't mean that, yeah? Be sure to say from Matan Torah. Any avoda you did, you say, well, I didn't mean, okay, that's not what it means. But it's something, could be a lot of minds, the sewer as well, but it was a certain element of Mador meaning, I didn't really mean it. So though they saw these Nisimid, but they came to the Eretz Yisrael. They saw the walls of Yericho falling down. They conquered all the Malachim in Eretz Yisrael. They conquered Eretz Yisrael, Shloi Kedech HaTeva. But that was not enough to take away this feeling the Torah is given to them. We're not really 100% willing to accept the Torah. Purim, the Ness of Purim, which was a series of events, Bedech HaTeva, which all linked together to form a whole jigsaw, and they saw the divine intervention. The story of Purim, which took place over several years, wasn't a one-off, from the first Mishnah HaShveirosh till the end of quite a number of years. When that story finished, the Yidden came to realization, the Ribbono Shel Olam is looking after us, the Ribbono Shel Olam is controlling the world. And that recognition they got on Purim gave them such a chizuk, they now made a new Kabbalah as a Torah. And the feeling, the original feeling the Kohen was under, was now cancelled. The Mador Rabba L'Raisa, meaning the feeling they had before, we're accepting the Torah, but we don't like really mean it, it's a bit under force. After Purim, it was 100% Merotzen HaToiv, 100% with a full conviction and cheshen. That came from Purim. From the Nes of Purim, which was a Nes B'Derech HaTeva. And therefore on Purim we want to show that we're happy to be Kabbalah the Torah, and we celebrate our Kabbalah the Torah with eating and drinking and festivities and Ma'aseh Simcha, to show with the Simcha we're happy to be Kabbalah the Torah. And thus is Purim, Rechvin Shinyayin HaFreilich in Purim, L'Zerchazan to Mekabazan, the whole year, the Simcha Shkan, the whole year, to Mekab Alim Mitzvah Shem B'Simcha.
Yeah. Yeah.